So the Gemara and Dafan Gimel Melach brings down a Mishnah that had Truma veBikurim. There's all this the things that apply to Truma Bikurim Chayavin La Misa V'Chaymish V'Asurin Lazarim V'Nixekayim V'Chulei other dinim that apply to both of them. But the Rishonim are bothered over here that L'Chara there's no need to say that Asurin Lazarim once you say that you're Chayav V'Chaymish. It says Chayavin La Misa V'Chaymish. If you eat them, you're going to be Chayav to pay a Chaymish. So if there's a Chiyav Chaymish, obviously it's also Lazarim. Why do we have to say afterwards of Asurin Lazarim? L'Chara there's no Chiddush in that. And Rashi, in Bamatzia, and it's much like that over here as well, says that Enechanami, you don't really need it for that. It's really just coming for the flip side, Mashenkin B'Meiser. But their Taki is no Chiddush to say over here, the Asur and Lazarim, we already know it from Chaimish. And the other Rishonim say that, Teres as well. But Taisus over here learns that, no, you Taki need it, there's a Chiddush over here, and he brings down B'Shem L'Arech, the following Teres. He says that the Chiddush is, of Asur and Lazarim, that even a Chatzis Shir is Asur. If it would have just said, V'Chayav and B'Chaimish, you would think that's only if you eat a Shir. But maybe less than a shear would be mutter, kamashwan, asur, and lazarim, that even chatzi shear is asur by truma. That's how he wants to answer the kasha. So it's mover from Taisus that we're saying some type of chiddush over here, that chatzi shear is asur min atar, even by truma. And the question is, the obvious question is, why would you need a special mishnah to tell me that chatzi shear is asur by truma? L'chari, chatzi shear is asur b'chol atar kula, and why would truma be any different? So the Taisus Yishanim also brings down the seretz, and he adds the kinesh over here to answer this kasha, why do you need a chiddush? The Chatzis Shir is Asr even by Truma, and he says that there would be a Havamina, the Chatzis Shir would be Mutter by Truma, because the Sakadai Dechamina, the Acha B'Truma, came in Shainza Issa Shavu B'Kol, the Shai Lukahanim, Sakadai Dechil Mitzah Lizarim, that you would think that maybe Truma is not Shavu B'Kol, it's not Asr to the whole world, it's only Asr to Zarim, but it's Mutter for Kahanim, so maybe there would not be a Issa Chatzis Shir over here, Kamashman, that there's an Issa Chatzis Shir, even though it's not Asr L'Kol. That's the Chiddush to say the Chatzis Shir is Asr Minatari over here. So the question is, why did the other Rishonim not learn like this Teretz of Taisus and the Arech, the Chiddush over here is for Chatzis Shir, and the Chiddush is that even though it's not Shavu B'Kol, what's the Machlokes over here, whether you need a Chiddush to Aser Truma, even though it's not Shavu B'Kol, Midin Chatzis Shir or not? And I was thinking that maybe the Hezbek could be like this, what's Taki the Havamina that Chatzis Shir would be Mutter because it's not Shavu B'Kol? What does Shavu B'Kol have to do with the Isra Chatzis Shir? So L'chor the Pshat is, and the Ramban speaks this out in Bava Metzia, that the Mucker of the Isra Chatzis Shir, the Gemara in Yuma says it's from the pasuk of Kol Chelev. We learn it out from Chelev. There's a ribui of Kol that even a chatzis shir of Chelev is aser. So if the mak of chatzis shir is from Chelev and Chelev is an iser which is shavu b'kol, so mehichitesi, how do you know to be marba a iser which is not shavu b'kol? And therefore there can be a shtake havamina to tell me that chatzis shir would be mutter by truma because it's not shavu b'kol. That's a chayde beer in the Taisus Yishanim and the Arich and Taisus over here. But the lemaisa, if you look in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara has another reason why Chatzis Shir is Asr. The Gemara says the reason why Chatzis Shir is Asr for Rabbi Yochanan is because it's Chazil Itz Terufe. If you eat a half a shir, you might come and eat the full shir. Nothing to do with Kol Chelev, but it's a Svarah Ba'alma. So the question is, why do you need these two different Limudim or Makaris for Chatzis Shir? We have a Pasuk of Kol Chelev and we have the Svarah of Chazil Itz Terufe. Why do you need both? And which one is really the Iker Tam? So Taisus over there says that really the Iker Tam is from Kol Chelev. But if not for the Svarah of Chazil Itz Terufe, I would think the Kol Chelev is an Asmach Ba'alma. I wouldn't darshan it. But now that I have the Svarah of Chazal Itz Terufe, that tells me to darshan Kol Chelev, but really Kol Chelev is the Iker Isser, nothing to do with Chazal Itz Terufe. Other Achayanim say that no, Lamaisa both are true. There's an Isser of Kol Chelev, there's an Isser of Chazal Itz Terufe. Why do I need Kol Chelev if I already have Chazal Itz Terufe? Because you're going to have cases where Chazal Itz Terufe would not be Nageya, wouldn't apply. And for those cases that Chazal Itz Terufe wouldn't apply, that's why you need to come on to Kol Chelev. So Lamashal, if you have if you eat it on the last second of Yom Kippur or a Pesach where there might not be an Issa Chatzis Shir because it's not Chazal Itz Terufe, that's why you need the din of Kol Chelev for those cases. And then you have cases where you don't have Kol Chelev and you would have Chazal Itz Terufe, but both of them are needed and both of them are valid Makaris. So it could be that Taisus over here and the Aruch, Taisus is going L'shitase that the reason why Chatzis Shir is also is because of Kol Chelev. That's the Iker Lima. So if the reason is because of Kol Chelev, then there would be a Shtag HaHavamina that if it Isser is not Shavu B'Kol and it's not Dun Mitzkol Chelev, then it should be Mutter, there should be no Isser of Chatzis Shir. But the other Rishonim we don't say that, perhaps they hold like the other Pshat. They hold that really Kol Chelev is not the only Mucker for Chatzis Shir. There are two Makaris, there's Kol Chelev and there's Chazil Itz Terufe. So it's true, if it's not Shavu B'Kol, you might not have the, it's not Dun Mitzkol Chelev, but it doesn't make a difference. You have the Iker Svarah of Chatzis Shir is because of Chazil Itz Terufe, being that it's right and it's Tarif to the full Shir, therefore the Tarif acid it. So if it's Rayel Itzrufi, if it's Chazal Itzrufi, there's no chilik between the Isser, which is Shavu B'Kol, not Shavu B'Kol, it's a Svar Ba'alma. If it's Chazal Itzrufi, about it, there should be an Isser Chatzis Shir. And in Melefi that, there's no Havamina that Truma is different, and you would not need the Chiddush to tell me that there's an Isser Zarim of Chatzashir by Truma. It's Pasha, there is because of Chazir Tzurufim. Mashenkin, the other Shannon, they hold it, Ekatam is because of Kol Chalev. Chazir Tzurufim is only a reason that we dash in this Pasuk and don't say it's an Asmachta. But once you have the Pasuk stands on its own feet and it's nothing to do with Chazir Tzurufim. The Mela Taka has to be Dumya to Kol Chalev, it has to be Shabbat Kol, and therefore there'd be a Havamina that there's no Isser Chatzashir over here.